passion for the planet, sound publishing,
the environment, health, alternative solutions.
I'm Chantal Cook. If you're in a stressful situation or need some help in your life, how can you call on your angels to support you and get you through your current challenge? Angel therapy practitioner Sarah Alexander has some advice.
The first thing always that you need to do is to actually positively invoke the angels and call upon them. And you can do this by verbally speaking to them, by telepathically communicating with them as if they were with you, because indeed they are, or doing some form of written communication, either writing a list or writing in your journal of the things that you need help with. But you do need to ask the angels to help you. You need to invoke them, otherwise they actually cannot step in and help by universal law.
And is there a particular type of asking that you need to do? You just say, you know, I need £100 by this date or something like that.
Well, you can be absolutely specific like that. But I think what's really important is that when you ask the angels and you ask healing of your financial situation or the money that you need for whatever it is, that you don't outline specifically how you want that situation to be sorted out for you, or you don't outline how you want the money to come. No, they are very creative. They are able to see from a very different perspective from what you can see. And it's amazing what very creative ways they can come up with for getting money to you. So you mustn't say, well, I need £100 by the 1st of December, but at the same time, it must come through my work. You know, I must earn an extra £100 at work. You know, you must say, I need an extra £100. Please may I have an extra £100 by the beginning of December, and then allow it to come to you in whatever is the right way for it to come to you.
Now, the next stage obviously is to hear them actually giving you the answer. Mm. How do you do that?
Well, angels speak to us not through kind of loud shouts and a sort of a massive clap of thunder and situations change, but really through very subtle messages, through our inner voice, our inner wisdom, our intuition. And really being open and receptive to their guidance is the first key to it, because your intuition works the more you are able to just look at the universe around you and be receptive to perhaps auditory messages you might be getting either from other people or off the television, off the radio. Visual messages that you see as you go about your day, and of course through ideas that just drop into your mind and gut feelings and kind of good feelings that you have about things. So angels really communicate to us with those four main messages.
And once you've heard the message, then what do you need to do?
Well, I think this is the most important thing, is having heard the message, you must act. Because what so often happens to us is that we get the message and then we start to doubt it. We start to think, oh gosh, I'm not sure I can really do that, or is that right, or have I just made this up? And this is where your ability to trust really comes in. It's like that ingredient of trust is so vital that when you hear an angel's message, you absolutely do act on it. And obviously that takes a level of self-esteem to, you know, think, right, this is the guidance I've been given from my angels, and I'm now going to actually follow it, even though it doesn't seem logical, it doesn't seem realistic. Everybody might say that I'm doing something that would not seem a sensible thing to do. I'm going to just take that leap of faith and follow my angels' guidance. But the valuable thing about actually following your angels' guidance and acting upon what it is that they are guiding you to do is it gives you an opportunity to not only develop your self-esteem, but also develop a sense of personal power as well, as you and your angelic guidance very much become one.
Now, you say that you should just kind of take action, but sometimes you're not 100% sure that it's, I don't know, maybe it's not even the angels, it's just something else that's popped into your head. How can you be really sure that this is the right thing upon which to take action?
That's a very common question, actually. People always think, oh gosh, have I got it right or not? And I think there are various ways around it. And I always say, really initially to people, well, do nothing until you are absolutely sure that that guidance is right. And the value of angelic guidance is that it is very repetitive. They will keep giving you the same message over and over again until you get it. But also, if you think, well, you know, I'm still not sure I really trust it, then ask for three clear signs that absolutely give you the clarification that you need. And, you know, I always say to the angels, make it so clear that even I can get it. And then, you know, you will get those three signs. They do hear you. And then once you've got those three signs of clarification, or equally no signs at all, which means you haven't quite got it right, then you know what to do.
That's angel therapy practitioner Sarah Alexander.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth, and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.